I would say that these companies operate within the framework of the internal laws and regulations of those states, and those states are well aware of their obligations and the violation of international humanitarian law and human rights law violations. So therefore, the governments and states have their inspectors and access to prevent violation of the international humanitarian law and human rights law and their obligations under international law. Thank you, Mr. Chair.